to Indalsa Podcast from Indonesia to the USA. Hi everyone, my name is Phoebe Stephanie, and this is for my senior project. I'm making a podcast about cultural differences between Indonesia and the US. Right here, right now, I have three guest speakers, amazing people, my classmates in the US. Ava Zajac.
Logan Moisan.
Brendan Regan.
All right, so today,
Brendan Bam Bam.
Brendan Bam Bam Regan, that's something to highlight.
Bam Bam.
It's just Bam Bam, not even Brendan at this point.
Yeah, basically.
Bam Bam Regan.
Bam Bam Regan.
I'm just known as Bam Bam.
So, I want to talk to you guys about like expectations and stereotypes on teenagers. Do you think we have like an unspoken rule around us as teenagers?
Like what?
Yeah, but like maybe at home with your parents, you have something that you know that they expect you to do, but it's never...
I guess there's like an unspoken expectation that I go to college.
I don't know, my family, there's never been like an unspoken or spoken rule. I mean, like maybe when I was younger, my parents had like an expectation for me to like do well in school and go to college, but you know, as years passed, they kind of just like cared less about what I did with my life, as long as I'm not homeless in the end, and as they just trust that I know what I'm doing. Not really any expectations, I guess.
I would say for like me, it depends on like the parent, because my mom is like more traditional and is like, oh yeah, go to college, while my dad is like, doesn't really care what I do as long as I'm like happy and not depending on him.
Well, that's very good to hear, because like here parents expect you to be happy, and you know, I don't know, in Indonesia I've seen lots of my friends and other people, their parents expect them to maybe like go to college, or if they can't go to college they have to work and help with the family financial situation, at least like most of them, because you know, Indonesia is not a rich country, so lots of people are still struggling. And then we have this term like sandwich generation.
Sandwich generation? Do they make sandwiches?
No, sandwich generations is like the people who have to fulfill two house incomes. So they have to support their parents, but at the same time they have their own needs. Maybe they are married and they have kids, so they're like in the middle of two things at the same time. So that's what they call sandwich generation.
Oh.
And it's pretty common right now in Indonesia. Even kids our age could be a sandwich generation. And how do you feel like the responsibilities you have at school as a teenager?
How do I feel about my responsibilities, or what responsibilities do I have?
Both. Because you're like a senior, so I expect like,
senior,
you know.
Citizen.
It's just like an inconvenience to my life.
Yeah. How could that be an inconvenience in your life?
Because I feel like at this point I'm not really gaining much from my education, I'm just trying to get it over with.
That makes sense.
Yeah. I do get that. I feel like, at this point in school, a lot of my classes have become or maybe not a lot of my classes, but some of my classes have become a lot less impactful, and we're less learning about like genuine material and more learning about, or just like kind of getting through the year at this point. Maybe that's about like me personally, like I'm just not as like focused about what I'm learning in school and more just trying to like get through the year at this point. But I mean, I feel like that's pretty understandable. Like,
yeah, I think that's how most like senior feels, like especially in during the second semester, it's like, oh, I'm just checking the boxes.
Yeah, I also feel like when I started working, that kind of became more of my focus in school. So now, like, if I could pick between going to work and being at school, I have to think about it, I'd rather be at work. But before, school was like my job. Now school feels like more, less like my job, more just like an obligation that I don't want.
Right, that's also another difference that I want to spot between Indonesian teenagers and US teenagers. Because you guys, how long have you guys been like having a job, like working?
Like 2.5 years.
Since I've been 12.
Mine was 14.
Alright, well, actually, Ben's not working right now. He works off and on since he was 12. Yeah.
Could you put out a resume, Bam Bam?
Yeah, I do. I do put on my resume. Yes, I can.
Not since you were 12. That's
no, I don't put that. I don't put that. I put like 15.
Yeah, this guy.
Well, it works, doesn't it?
Well, at least you have like an experience in working. Because teenagers in Indonesia, especially me, I don't have any experience in working. Like when we worked on a resume in senior project class, I got confused and I have to ask Mrs. Zerman about what I can put into my resume because I don't have any job or any big...
Yeah, but isn't that kind of nice? Like, I mean, I know you guys aren't allowed to work, but also I assume that means that you feel like less obligated to like do so. Like a lot of us work because
necessity.
Yeah. Like, so, or it's like fund our hobbies or whatever. But I feel like since you guys don't work, that also means that a lot of the stuff that we have to pay for with the money we earn from jobs is already prepaid.
Some of us are, but not all of us. Because I do know that some of the less fortunate people or kids in Indonesia, they kind of work, but not like you guys work in like a diner or restaurant. They make things, maybe snacks, and then they sell them outside of school or sometimes even in school. I know my school does not allow it, but we can ask like, oh, can we put this in the cafeteria? And then the people in the cafeteria help sell them. That's available. That's an option.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I just lived in a community in Indonesia where we are fortunate enough that we have parents who pay for basically everything. So yeah, I think that makes us more focused on school because like Ava said, school is our number one job. We don't have anything else to do besides school or sports.
Yeah.
And I have like, in my community, I joined Patria, Pemuda Theravada Indonesia. It translates to Buddhist Theravada Youth Organization. And that's pretty much what I do outside of school. Do you guys have anything like that here?
I mean, I know there's a Buddhist temple by my house.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Like, is this like a religion? Is this like a club?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like it's a national organization that the goal is to reach youth Buddhist Theravada. So
they're all
temple,
like
we make blood drive events and stuff like that. We give to the poor every month. We do some fun stuff together. That's what I do. I organize the fun stuff inside of the organization.
Yeah,
so we do like a movie night and stuff like that.
Yeah, we have plenty of stuff like that here.
Yeah.
There's a lot of churches scattered throughout. Like we have tons of churches of tons of different religions. I mean, as you already know, America is very diverse. So, you know, we have, I feel culturally insensitive right now. What is the Muslim church is called again?
Synagogue? No, that's
Jewish.
Yeah, that's
mosque?
Jewish.
Mosque. Mosque, yeah. So we have those, and obviously we have synagogues, and then we have churches, and then we have Buddhist temples. And I know in Indonesia, it's mostly Muslim, right?
Yes. So. Our majority is Muslim, and we don't have as much as churches here.
Yeah.
And me being Buddhist in Indonesia, I'm a minority, you know, like...
It's okay. We're all minorities.
Yeah, and okay. There's like, I would say stereotypes of Buddhists in Indonesia. Like, most of us are Chinese.
Oh.
Yeah.
Until you told me, I did think that like the majority of people in Indonesia were like...
Buddhist.
We're just like more Asian than I didn't know it was like a very Muslim focused country. Like,
yeah, it's very interesting because I'm here because of the KLES program. Thank you very much, Kennedy Luger Youth Exchange Study. it's a full scholarship that was that is funded by the U.S. Department of State, and they bring kids from a Muslim majority country to the U.S. after the 9/11 tragedy happened. Very sad, but it opens like opportunities to us. So I'm very happy that I'm glad that I could be here, meet Ava and Bam Bam.
I'm here too.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Do you think you would have been able to partake in all of the extracurricular activities that you did if you had to work?
Wow, that's a big question. I don't think so, honestly. Because I've seen you guys, like, when we talk during lunch, you're like, yeah, I have to work tonight, or, oh, I can't hang out next weekend because I have to work.
Every weekend.
Yeah. So I don't think I could do that. I can involved in like the student council, the patria, and all the other activities that I am involved in Indonesia if I have to work.
Mm-hmm.
So, you guys are like superheroes. It's really cool.
Superheroes? Well, that's a bit much.
I wonder like what you think. Do you see like us being able to work as a privilege, or her not having to work as a privilege?
I mean, I think it depends. I think the ability to work is nice because we have that freedom of being able to choose what we want to do. But at the same time, it's for them, it's less of not being able to work and more of not having to work.
Yeah.
It would be really nice if like I could do everything I do now while also not working. Like, that would be amazing. But at the same time, I know that's unrealistic. I mean, there's certain things that cost money that I want that aren't necessary. Like, for example, my car. I don't need a car. I could always take public transportation. We have buses, but I mean, it makes my quality of life a lot nicer. So I choose to work so that way I can get the things I want to make my life more convenient.
Yeah, it feels nice, isn't it, to have a car, to have a job, and being able to like go around the city.
I feel like
pros and cons.
I'm more tired than I should be at my age. Look. I'm gonna go into like the workforce and it's gonna be like, oh god, not this again.
But honestly, I think I would rather be working a 9-to-5 than be in school, because
100%.
We're in school like 7 hours a day, and then on top of that we have homework, and then we have our extracurricular activities, and then we have work as well. Like, we're here, you know, every day. From we would wake up super early. We have, our class starts at 7:30, and we get out at 2:20. I mean, that's pretty early as well. But at that point, we're exhausted. Like, we're exhausted, and we just wanna get home, sleep. And then we have to do our homework. We have to eat. If we have work, we have to go to work. So it's, I feel like school is very restrictive.
For my junior year, I was working almost 40 hours a week in between two separate jobs, and now I can't imagine doing that again. That's realistically probably going to be, what, the next 50 years of my life, working 40 hours a week?
Well, that's 40 hours a week plus school.
Yeah.
So, but then you would be just working 40 hours a week, and that's what I mean. Like, that would be a lot nicer, because like right now I'm basically working a full-time job and then a part-time job, because I consider school to be like a full-time job. But if it was just a full-time job with no homework, I would be okay with it. A lot of people are like, oh, I don't want to do a 9-to-5. Like, I can't imagine doing the same thing over and over again, living that same life. But I don't really see anything wrong with it. I mean, after 5, I get to do whatever I want. I have the weekends to myself. Currently, I don't have the weekends. I have to work.
I just don't like the idea of living for 2 days out of a week. Like, I don't like the idea of being like, okay, it's Wednesday. Like, thank God Friday's coming. Like, in high school, it's different because I'm, like, hanging out with my friends. And I don't want to get to a point in life where it's like, oh, it's Wednesday, I'm going to a job that I don't hate, but it's fine. But at least I have 2 days off every week.
Yeah, but I mean, so it's about the money, to be honest. As long as I have that money, and as long as I have, like, something to go home to. As long as I have, like, at the end of the day, I wouldn't want to be living for the weekends. I'd be wanting to live for the end of the day. Like, it gets to 5 and I'm like, awesome, I get to go home to, like, I don't know, maybe my girlfriend, or like I have a hobby that I'm super interested in, or I have friends that I want to hang out with. As long as I have that, I feel like at the end of the day, I'd be able to get to that 9-to-5.
For the next, like, maybe 4-6 years, do you guys plan to go to college or something like that? Because we're seniors. graduation is coming up, as Mrs. Ehrman would say.
Not for you. Not for you.
Not for you. We'll be done.
Yes, as a KLA student, I went here and sadly, I have to redo my senior year back in Indonesia.
It is interesting because between like the three of us, we fit like all of like the ranges of students.
What do you mean by that?
Like, I'm like, if you looked at like our class rankings, like it probably, like there's a big difference I would imagine.
Between all four of us?
Well, I'm not including her because she won't, you know, she hasn't been here for 4 years, but we have.
Do you think I highly outrank you in class ranks, or do you think she highly outranks
me? No, I think I'd be the lowest, then Ava, and then you. Like, even, I'm not saying by like 50, but I'm saying by like, at least like, you know, probably like 5 or 10, at least. Mm,
yeah, you would be surprised to see my class rank, buddy.
Why, what is it?
Nah, don't worry about that.
There's no way it's worse than mine.
I'm not, that's not bad.
30s is high.
Yeah, 30, 30 is high. 39.
Are you in the 30s?
Do you know what I am? We're not gonna go into
what are you? No, I'll tell you. What, if you tell what you're in, I'll tell you mine.
Okay, so the thing about GPAs is it reflects your entire high school career, which doesn't necessarily reflect how you are at the moment.
Yes.
That's why a lot of people think that like I'm a higher rank than I am because of my freshman and sophomore year. You know, I was going through a lot, so I didn't really care about school. I kind of just let things go. Mm-hmm. And settled for whatever I got, didn't really do my work, and because of that, my GPA is a lot lower than it would have been if I consistently stayed at what I'm doing right now. But I think the most important part to focus on is the fact that I've improved a lot, and I'm doing a lot better now.
I'm in that same spot where I'm just like, I look back my freshman and sophomore year, and I was like, what the hell was I doing? I was doing like nothing.
And I just hate how that system is set up the way that it is, because I'm such a different person than I was my freshman year.
Yeah.
But that person is going to affect where I can go to college, the money I'm going to get for college, like the opportunities I have in college. Like, I hate that my like 14-year-old self has any say over the next 4 years of my life. Like, I did not have the knowledge or the information I needed to make the right decisions for myself right now.
Yeah, but then we also have like certain things like test scores, like your ACT or SAT scores, which reflect like how hard you studied or like how much you've learned over those years, or like you know, they just show something separate from your GPA.
Yeah, but that depends on how you feel about standardized testing. I don't like standardized testing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too. In Indonesia, we don't have like GPA or SAT. We have something similar to SAT. So like my friends right now in Indonesia, they're learning to do ujian nasional. It's like literally translates to national exam. So we have to do like this big exam in our senior year that determines whether we can go to college or not. And
you don't have, well, how do you determine your class rankings without a GPA? Do you have like a point system? Like,
yes, we have like a ranking system.
Based on like your average of all your classes and stuff.
Yeah,
right?
Report cards.
Yeah.
So we have like 4 exams every year.
Oh, it's based on the exam, not your grade throughout that year?
No.
That's
interesting.
It's based
on the exam. Yep. Hmm. I think most Asian culture, regarding education, they tend to be more ambitious, don't you think? It's like, it's like a stereotype too.
Yeah.
Asian kids are more ambitious. They're usually like good at math. And probably they're like well behaved, because Koreans or Japanese people, when they see each other, they're gonna bow. Mm-hmm. And Indonesian people, we adapt a lot of Muslim culture. So most of my friends in public school, when they see a teacher, they will say, Assalamualaikum.
I mean, yeah, I was gonna say that.
Assalamualaikum pa, waalaikumsalam, like that.
What does that mean?
Assalamualaikum is like a praise to God.
Yeah, it's just, it's not like something that can be directly translated. It's just like something you say to somebody.
It's like shalom. Shalom.
I thought like mashallah brother is like the one that they say.
Yeah.
No, mashallah is like, oh my God, mashallah brother.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my God, brother.
Oh.
We have like lots of Muslim words that we adapt, like astaghfirullah.
I remember you telling me how you were, there was like one incident where you saw how a student here addressed a teacher, and it was like, because like you didn't think that that was something that what happened, like the way that we talk to our teachers here?
Yes. Like here we can address our teacher as
like Fitz. We just call him Fitz.
Yeah, and Fitz. You're telling them like, oh, can you please help me with this? Like in Indonesia you have to address them as who they are, like Mr. Fitz, can you please can Mr. Fitz please help me with this?
Like he's not there, but you're not talking
you. You're talking him as a Mr. Fitz.
Oh.
You got that?
Yo, Fitz, yeah. Can I get some help?
Yeah. If Mr. Fitz is around, I need some help.
Yeah.
Yes.
So. I mean, that depends on like the schools you go to, but like, yeah, most public schools are like pretty casual with how you address teachers.
Mm-hmm. And this is like one of the less casual schools. Like like I'd say we're pretty privileged here in North Smithfield.
Well, like the middle of the road.
Yeah, I don't know, we're up there because like we're like 8 out of like 50 something.
Really?
Yeah, that's what Dr. Burns was saying. And if you like go to a school like Woonsocket or a school that doesn't have like 4 stars like we do, it's a lot different, a lot worse. I'd say they're a lot more casual and way more informal. And just in general, like disrespectful, I'd say.
Yeah,
after a certain point, informality kind of just turns into straight up disrespect.
But there's still like a huge gap, because if you're like Newport or like North Kingstown schools, it's like you're in a completely different state.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I think for a lot of teachers, informality is disrespect. Like, there's no difference.
Well, yeah. Well, because, I mean, after a certain point, there's like a line of formality and then disrespect. So, you know, saying certain things that are like specifically informal, like saying ain't, like, or words that don't really exist, using slang, that's informal, but a teacher wouldn't like get upset at you for saying that. But I mean, obviously, like, just be like demanding help from a teacher and like referring to a teacher by their first name, obviously wildly informal and also disrespectful.
Yeah.
Well, that's unique because in Indonesia, you refer teachers with their first name.
Oh.
We call them like Mr. and Mrs. still.
Like Mrs. Kelly.
Yeah.
First name's Kelly or whatever.
Or whatever, like Miss Ava. So Mr. Logan and Mr. Bam Bam. We don't call you guys like Miss Zajag or Mr. Regan and stuff. Regan. Sorry.
Regan.
Do you want to go back to that question you asked? We kind of like over it. College question. Like, what are our plans after high school? Is that what you asked?
Yeah.
Does anyone want to? Please.
Let's go that way.
It's just like overwhelming because it's like, I think high school is a really bad job at preparing you for like after high school, because it's like I'm used to my entire life someone like planning my day for me, telling me what to do and the things I need to do, and now they're like, okay, figure it out, go do something, and it's like, do what?
Yeah, and that's mostly a public school thing. Like, if you go to a private school like LaSalle, because I know somebody that goes to LaSalle, they have, like, so we have one counselor for half the school and another counselor for the rest of the school, like A through...
No, so we had three.
No, we have two. We have Miss Gibbons and Mr. Pepin.
Pepin the Go.
Yes, Sir Pepin. It's like, it's A through K or something? No, it's like A through... I don't know, A through something,
all
and
I know
the rest of it is Pepin.
I think it's A through M.
Yeah, it might be. No, it's gotta be like, because I'm, never mind, it doesn't matter. We have two counselors for all of those people, but in a school like LaSalle, they have like 40-something counselors, so like, each student is like having, like, has like almost like a private counselor that like explains to them the process and what they should do, and like guides them through, like, if they want to get through college, if they don't, like, here's like internships you could go to, or here's like, and our counselors do their best they can, like, God bless Mr. Pepin, we love him.
God.
They do their best they can for the amount of students we have, and like, and not only that, but like a lot of students just don't care about what they do in their future, so they are doing their best. Like, if you look at our counseling classroom, you'll see that Pepin like posts like internships you can do, colleges, like, and he's been like trying his best to get us ready for this up until this point. I'm sure Miss Gibbons does as well. I'm just saying, like, because I have
Pepin. Yeah, I have Pepin too. Yeah.
Um, So, and obviously we appreciate that, but it's a lot less one-on-one as it would be if we had a lot more counselors or if we were in like a private school.
Yeah.
So a lot of us are a lot less prepared because like we just weren't really ready for this.
It's not really a fault of like the people in the system. It's just a fault of the system because mm-hmm. it's like you never given me like any kind of choice, and now I have every choice I've ever wanted, and now it's like what.
Yeah, it gives a lot of responsibility to the individual. Like, you have to go out of your way yourself to go talk to Pepin and say, like, oh, what do I got to do to get this done? And sorry, I didn't interrupt you.
No, what are you saying? I have an analogy that reminds me of this. My mom's a teacher, so, like, I always find it interesting when students are like, this is, like, so stupid. Why are we learning this? We don't need this in real life. And they get mad at the teacher. Like, the teacher made the curriculum.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the teacher's literally just the one giving you the information.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of like guidance counselors. They're just doing what they can with what they have.
Yeah, like 90% of the time it's not the teacher's fault. Most of the time it's not the teacher's. It's just a bad system.
But I also think school, if you apply yourself, you can get skills that will help you outside of school.
Absolutely.
It's like what you put into it, because I feel like I've learned time management. I've learned, like, I've had to like have a really like good work ethic to keep up with, like, academically at times. And because I put that much into it, I feel like I'll get that much out of it. But it wasn't,
So what were your plans after? You kind of dodged the question here a little bit. What's up with that, man?
What are you doing, man? What's going on?
It's like, as Logan said, those first 2 years of high school are just like my ball and chain. And it's just like screwed me over so hard that I'm basically like, there's only a handful of colleges that will take me.
At this point, you've missed, like, all of your dates. But, I mean, JWU is always open.
I was just planning to go to either community college or just jump right into the workforce.
But the thing is, like, you can't just use your first 2 years as an excuse. Like, for me, for example, I did awful my first 2 years. Like, I failed several classes. But, you know, after I realized in, like, my junior year that if I wanted to go to higher education or do something better, I had to work harder for that and, you know, go through the process. So I've done that up until this point, and I've applied to a lot of colleges and have accepted to some, rejected from others, unfortunately.
Well, that's lie.
Yeah. So, you know, but it's important to really apply yourself and, you know, not only recognize that there's stuff you got to do, but understand that you have a limited time to do it. And, you know, sooner rather than later. But at the end of the day, it's never too late. If you want to get somewhere, you can still do it. And worst comes to worst, take a gap year. All right? You just take a year to settle down.
Yeah, but a gap year always, it just seems so pointless to me. Because it's
like, what are you going to do with the gap year? Like, reevaluate the grades that you can't change?
Yeah, like what? Like,
get some work experience. Just, get work at work. Just work for a little bit. You know, plan out how you're going to apply to colleges, get your Common App done.
Yeah, but like, my older brother did that, and now he's been working at Best Buy for the past 4 years.
A gap year is the right thing for a certain type of person, but I think for me, the only person I can speak of, like, or for, is I wouldn't go back. If I took a gap year, I wouldn't go back.
You wouldn't go back where?
To school.
Yeah.
Wait, you don't go... Oh, you mean like to college?
Yeah, because I personally have no interest in a trade. I don't have any interest in a job that I can do without an education. And so what I probably would do is anything but go back to school, personally.
Well, college is different, though. College isn't the same kind of school as high school.
I know, but
it's the same idea of, like, getting your education.
Because I'd get so into my new life and my new schedule. I'd have to build some type of life for myself that year. And I just envision personally me. I'd be like, okay, I have a job. I have a stable income.
Yeah, and honestly, right now, I'm kind of in a gap year because all of my friends are like, yeah, we're applying for college and we're applying to here and there and stuff like that, and I just feel stuck right now. Like, I'm still doing my thing.
Trapped in America.
Yeah, trapped in America, and then next year I need to go, well, this year I need to go back to Indonesia and then redo my whole senior year. Going to school again while my friends are already like in college. So I also feel like I'm left behind, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, at the end of the day, you're getting a certificate that basically says I get to go to college. So, like, you go back, you're getting in anywhere you want.
But I know you've worked very hard for free.
Yeah, you got to experience other culture, but at the same time, I know you worked very, very hard for this, and it's very deserving. So. Yeah,
I did work very hard.
If you could tell your freshman year self one thing, like, what piece of advice? What would, like, if starting out, like, if you could go back and be like, hey. I'd be like, just trust me, just go to chorus. It's not that deep. Just do the assignments, please.
Yeah, I would just be like, you don't even need to get like A pluses, just like C's plus and B like negatives. That's all you need. You don't need to be like the goat here for like the first year or two when COVID was around. It's like, you just need to reach the minimum.
Just do the work. Just do the work, turn in your assignments. At the very least, take the tests.
Yeah.
Attend your class.
Show up to class.
Show up to school.
Don't sleep until 2 and
nothing. The class is online. Yeah. I could just, like, go to school.
Don't play video games all day.
Exactly. You know, put in the effort. Regardless of how much effort, put in some effort.
The biggest thing I wish I did during, like, the first 2 years is I made, like, an actual schedule to keep me, like, busy throughout the whole day. Well, like, instead of, I was just, like, rotting away by myself, just doing classwork, and it's just...
It's so weird, because I've noticed, as my life has gotten busier, I'm doing better in school. The less time I have, the better I'm doing, and I think it's because when I, like, what Bam Bam said, I didn't have any structure in my life.
Yeah.
My parents have always, like, had, like, the, like, most faith in my judgment to make any decision. So, like, I'm like, oh, I'm failing two classes, but I'll face it, like, oh, yeah, I trust you. Never mind, didn't fix it. But, like... But then now it's like I'm working all the time, and I'm more motivated, I think, because I'm succeeding in another area of my life.
Yeah, that's like the same thing that happened to me, how my dad like didn't really take a big part the first 2 years because he was like, oh, I'll handle it. I did not handle it. But then, like, you know, eventually I did, like, you know, pull it together.
Yeah. But I mean, you could also say at the end of the day, because of COVID, and then at the same time, because of COVID, it made a lot of us feel like, oh, this is an excuse for why I'm doing poorly. You know, COVID's making me do bad.
I don't want to
get into that mindset, and then it makes you do poor for a little while, and it took us a while to get out of that, like, COVID brain and then be like, okay, that's enough. COVID has been over. All right, we're not online anymore. We have things to do.
My life needs to go on.
Yeah. Like, it didn't just stop because we were, like, online. And I think that was like a hard reality to accept for at least a few of us.
Yeah, but I guess you can't expect 14-year-olds to think that logically.
Yeah. It was definitely rough. But I try not to use that as an excuse.
Yeah, well, it's like, it's weird though, because I remember the first 6-8 months, oh my god, they were great.
Lockdown
was one of the best.
Because at the end of 8th grade, it was just like, it's like 8th grade just ended early.
Yeah, like barely did any work, didn't play video games all day.
Yeah, so
great.
It's like we had early summer vacation, that was awesome. And then going into 9th grade, we're like, oh, this is super easy.
Yeah.
We get to be online. But then, you know, the classes started getting harder, but we were still online with that same brain as, this is really easy. So we were putting in a low amount of work with a hard, like a lot of school to do, and then, you know, that ended up making a lot of us lower than we would have been.
Yeah, I would say if I have the chance to give the freshmen like some advice or inputs, I would say be more active.
Join clubs, join sports, get involved with your classes, do the work.
Yeah,
because that's you have the time to do it. When you get to like 11th grade and even 12th grade, you don't have enough time to do everything anymore.
Yeah. But also, like, it's a, like, once you're a senior and you want to, like, join a sport, you're like, you don't have any more time to improve. Like, that's the end of the line for you.
Yes.
Like, and then, like, if you wanted to join DECA, like I did senior year, it's, you have a lot less, like, experience. I mean, you only got one shot. You know, I got lucky. I happened to get first place.
No, that was 100% skip.
I got first place in my competition. So I do get to go to Anaheim, but it would have been a lot better if I had, you know, stayed in DECA the whole time. I started off as a CTE business student instead of becoming a CTE business student on my last year of high school, or just doing a lot of things before the last possible second.
Yeah.
I've seen lots of, like, my friends in Indonesia, when they have to get everything together for the resume, they got confused because they didn't do anything for 3 years of high school in Indonesia.
I have a very different opinion on this, just because I don't think being like involved in like extracurriculars is for everybody.
Yeah.
I had a very hard time like at the school, like socially, just like I had a small group of friends and I liked it that way. I had absolutely no interest in going to school dances and doing sports, and I'm not going to prom, I didn't go last year, and I have no regrets about it. And I just think that is very person by person, because for me, I think that would have just felt like an extra chore and I would have been more tired when I got home. But for you, I think those activities are like fulfilling.
Yeah, because in the end, it's what our goal is. Because for me, I have to apply to like a scholarship.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I need all of the certificates, I need all of the experiences that thankfully I have.
Yeah.
You know, having an organization outside of school, being involved in the organization inside of school and stuff like that. So it really, really helps me. And my friends who wants to go to college right now and they want to apply for a scholarship, they got confused because they don't have anything in them, you know, to offer, like leadership skills or any other experiences.
Well, I would like tell people to do things that interest you. If it doesn't interest you, don't do it, that's fine. But like still make the jump. Don't do it just because like, oh, you think it's work or whatever. Now some things like guess like make sense, like dances, who cares?
Yeah.
But like if some clubs and whatnot, like in like if there's a benefit besides just socializing, then it's like even if you don't like it, it's like cool, okay. So at least you took the jump.
Yes, I really, really agree with that. And US kids, I feel like you have more opportunities on making decisions on your own. Like Ava told me, well, particularly her family lets her decide, you know.
Yeah.
In Asia, I don't feel like we have that much opportunities to decide for ourselves.
Yeah, I would say it's the same way with like my family, how like there's been times where like I haven't hanged out with any of my friends for like 2 weeks, and then I'll be out of the house and won't get home till like midnight, and my dad won't question it at all. He'll just be like, oh, okay, whatever. But he always does the same thing. He'll always send me that text at like 8 or 9 asking if I need a ride home.
Wow. Most Asian households, when you go home at 12 o'clock at night, you're like beat up by like this.
That is.
My dad's already asleep by then. Like I know. He's already like gone.
I don't like have a really heavy like Asian part of, like, I mean I have part Asian in my family, but it's not like heavy. It's more about the fact that like the Pacific Islander blood, like if I get home with my mom, if I get home and my mom sees me at like 12, she's like, oh, what are you doing? Like, why are you out that late? You know, yeah, the whole 9 yards. If I get home with my dad, you know, the just basic guy, French Canadian, you know, I get home with him. And he's just all like, oh, you left? So.
Well, it's a benefit. Every culture has its own benefit and
yeah,
things and perks, you know. I really, really like to learn about culture. That's why I decided to go to the US for a year, even though I have to read in my senior year. But
it's worth it. I would 100%. If I spoke another language and I got the option to go to their country and just like leave for a year, I would take that.
Well,
depends on the country.
For me it doesn't depend. I would go, but
no, I would want to go somewhere. I would want to go somewhere where my money is greater. I want to go somewhere where I can eat like a king for like $2.
Oh, that also brings me back to what you said about prom. You're like, oh, you know, I don't really care for prom. I mean, personally, I never really cared for dances. I just thought about going to prom because I was like, oh, you know, FOMO. I wouldn't want FOMO. You know, I want to be there when it happens. But mostly at this point, I don't really have a choice. Like, I gotta go. Because, you know, it's like.
Yeah, but for me, like, I was going prom dress shopping. I was like, oh my God, this is like, I don't want to spend this much money. I'm like, I was like, I kept delaying prom dress shopping. I'm like, wait, aren't I supposed to be excited about this?
Yes.
And I was like, I'm not excited about this. Why am I doing it?
I went to the last school dance just to volunteer.
Yeah.
Because I need the volunteer hours.
I left as soon as we were able to leave, and I got there like mad late. Because like,
you know, was at Crystal Lake, wasn't it?
Oh, no, not, I wasn't talking about prom. Oh. Although prom was a whole different thing.
Yeah, because Crystal Lake sucks.
I mean, I had a really good time, I'd say. I mean, mostly because of the company I surrounded myself with, but also it was like, you know, having a little party at the end of the year. I got to dress up nice.
The after party's different.
There's, that's the thing I just don't understand.
And I was getting into a relationship, and it was all like very exciting and new. This is also when I like started driving, so I got to drive to prom, and there was like, oh my god, there was like 3 ambulances that I had to like pull over for. That was terrible. I was like so scared. I don't even remember what I was gonna say. I lost my thought.
This guy.
That's fine.
I've never gone to a dance since 8th grade, and for me it's always been about the money. They're like, pay your student dues, and I'm like, no, you're not getting my $25.
People like, when like adults, I mean, this is the best years of your life, I'm like, I'm sorry, there's literally no way. Yeah. There's literally no way.
I think what I really like about the idea of college the most is like an extension of my teenage years, like an extension of like finding myself as a person and just like enjoying life before I have to get into like that repeated cycle. So I'm kind of looking forward to that. Like, it's just like an extension of high school, but like with a bit more freedom. Like, cause now it's like an extension of my senior year, if anything.
Yeah, I think it's like an extension of high school without all that like social crap.
Yeah.
And more so like
freedom.
Just the good stuff about it and the learning.
Yeah. Like you have a lot of choices of like what you want to learn, where you want to learn, the people you surround yourself with. You know, if you want to live on campus, if you want to like live. Oh, I mean, some colleges require you to live on campus, but. You know, it's a lot nicer. It's all the good parts about high school, in my opinion, with, you know, maybe a bit more responsibility, but I think that's fine.
And especially when I know you have a different experience, you went to, like, a couple different schools, I believe, but when, like, for me and Bam Bam, at least, going here since kindergarten, it's very socially limiting, so I think it makes it even more important for people who haven't gone anywhere else to consider anything outside of high school that is social. Because getting out of this little North Smithfield bubble is, I think, something that everybody needs to do if they haven't.
Well, that's also, like, it depends on, like, the person. Because, like, basically everyone in, like, our grade knows who I am.
Yeah, everybody knows, like, everybody.
Yeah, everybody knows that. I feel like I know everybody's first and last name in this entire grade. Like, you couldn't tell.
And at least half of one of their parents' names. Like, I don't know how I know it, but I know it.
Yeah, that's because you guys have been here since kindergarten. But for me, like, I've only been here since 6th grade, and I still know everybody. And, like, you could say somebody, I immediately picture their face and name. Like, there's nobody I don't know.
It's
nobody
the small town.
I don't like that. Thing. I don't like it. It's so...
And if you say them, I'll know who, like, they're friends with, you know, like, you know, where they hang out, what they do. Like, everybody knows everybody, what they do, who they hang out with.
I can't go to the store in this town without seeing 3 people I know. Like, if I'm going to go grocery shopping for my mom or something or run an errand, I'm going, like, at least to Uxbridge. Because I can't leave the house without seeing somebody that I know.
Yeah. I mean, that depends on, like, where you live. Because, like, I don't get that luxury. Because I live, you know, on the edge of town on the highway. So,
I
already go somewhere where no one from the Smithfield is.
Do you like the small town thing?
It's, like, fine. I mean...
I think I kind of like it. Because, I don't know, like, growing up, going to, like, a billion different schools, traveling across the country, like, and meeting a ton of people. I never, like, had set friends. Like, I didn't have... people that I could consistently talk to on a daily basis. And I was even homeschooled for a while, and that was like
isolation. A lot.
It was only for a year, and it was just like, I felt like I didn't have, as a kid I had ADHD, I mean obviously I still have ADHD, but you know, that made me like very hyper and social, and I wanted to hang out with people, and you know, I just couldn't hang out with the same people. I had to like keep meeting new people, and it was like frustrating and kind of sad. Like, I didn't have friends for a long time.
That makes
sense, and then I stayed in one place for like a couple of years, and then suddenly I would leave again, and it's like, oh, I finally got some friends, and now I'm gone again.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same to me. I've been in my school system in Indonesia since elementary school, first grade, and I've always had the same friends over and over again, but it's pretty nice that now some of my friends, I feel like they're my sisters, you know? I've known them forever. I've known them inside and out. I've known their families and
love
everyone.
That.
And I love that part so much, that you get to know somebody. Like, I've met you guys like 7 months ago.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And we've gotten like so close.
Oh my god,
so close.
It's been 7 months?
Jesus Christ. 7 months, yeah.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I did say it was going to go by pretty fast.
Yeah, it has.
Yeah, it's a little bit scary.
That's how, like,
it's
all the school years go by, is you're like, oh, it's going to go by slow, and then you wake up and you're like, oh my god, it's the last quarter.
You changed the school year so much for me, because, like, now the school year is going by so fast, I'm not sad about the school year ending, but I'm sad because you're leaving.
Yeah.
That's sad to me. That's so sad.
It, I mean, personally,
it's weird when someone leaves because I'm so used to always seeing like the same people every day in class, and then it's like,
yeah, no, our world is gonna get flipped absolutely upside down.
Yeah, because it's like, it's not that she's leaving, I'm not gonna see any of you next school year. Like, maybe I'll see you, like, you know,
in the halls of CCRI. But honestly, if you stay in a small town, I mean, we're gonna see each other at some point, but it's not like we're gonna be like talking to each other frequently. Like, a lot of high school is you know, acquaintances of convenience. Like,
we all become
friends because, like, we just happen to be around each other frequently. And, you know, if we have the free time, we'll hang out after school. But I mean, that's going to change a lot once our entire life changes. Yeah. The entire life that we've been living for the past 12 years, that same structure of, you know, go to school,
it's going
to
be gone.
Come home from school and then do homework and then repeat the cycle. It's just going to be gone completely.
But, like, I also do think there's at least, maybe not for everybody, but there's, like, Brianna and Julia. Brianna has been my best friend since kindergarten. I think I'd be shocked if, because she's, like, just as much a part of my life as school is because of school. So, like, I'll be in college and something will happen and I'm like, I'm gonna want to tell Brianna, you know? But, like, there's also other people who I'm like, if I never see them again, I'll probably forget that they were alive.
It's gonna change so much just, like, now with my friends back home. I couldn't, like, talk to them about every little details in my life anymore because it's not relevant to them. They don't know what I'm talking about.
We're like, just, like, made up characters.
Oh my god, this is so, like, funny. Ava told me this yesterday and they're like,
Who's Ava?
We don't know Ava. So.
But those are, like, some of the best friendships, though, when you can just, like, pick up where you left off. Like, me and Logan may not stay in contact, like, all these years, right?
But, yeah, like, me and Vanna just, like, straight up didn't talk for a solid, like, 2 years.
Yeah, but, like, I'm saying,
you'll
like,
see Vanna in public and be like, yo, Vanna.
And be like, yo, what's up? And it's the same thing with, like, Caden and, like, Davis and whatnot, is, like, I could go years without talking to them, and I would still, like, see them and be like, oh my god, Davis, no way.
Yeah, no, like, I didn't see Jarvis for, like, the entire summer, and then when I saw him again, it's like, I just never left.
Yeah, you pick, like, back up.
Yeah, and that's the thing, though, like, he's leaving for college. Like, I doubt he's gonna be staying anywhere near I am, but I'm sure, like, I doubt him, but be texting, but I'm not gonna be sad about that. Like, he's a really good friend of mine, probably like one of my bestest friends, but you know, it's like a part of life, and I think it's not like I rely on him, so I'll text him occasionally, and I'm sure we'll meet up eventually, but it's, my life's not gonna end.
I think that's a really good mindset, because sometimes leaving high school, it's like, if you rely on other people, it makes it the transition that should be exciting not exciting.
Yeah.
Like, because, like, Brianna and Julia, very likely both of them can move away. And I'm like, one way, that's going to suck, but I've met new friends, I'll meet new friends again, and I feel like I'm confident enough in my friendship with these people that I don't have to see them every day to know that if I needed her, she'd be there for me.
Yeah.
So
I'm kind of in that, like, spot where, like, because I'm really close with my older brother, we've been sharing with him, like, our entire life. And I know it, like, because when I was gone for 5 days at ICDC, my dad, like, told me day, like, two that he missed me. And then I was like, what if I, like, move away one day? What if I'm, like, no longer living in the house? Is he just going to be, like, over it? And it's just, like, and it's just so, it's so weird. Because now I kind of don't want to move, but I still, like, know that I might have to just because it's what I need to do.
As sad as we're gonna have to, like, change all of our lives after graduation, we gotta stop this podcast too. Thank you so much, guys, for having me.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Really glad to have all of you guys in this episode. All right, thank you so much, guys, and that's all from In the Outside Podcast, from Indonesia to the USA.